Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play 2 rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their 3 lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their 3 legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Hawks fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just past 2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Blackhawks ready to roll for Game 3 tonight at the UC with the Ducks. Some fatigue, a concern really on both sides. Even though the Hawks won the longest game in franchise history, Duncan Keith has played a big role in both games, Game 1 and Game 2. 78 minutes of ice time in the first 2 games of the series total.
As the game was progressing, he seemed like he was picking up his play. I mean, that was pretty remarkable through minutes like that, but I think that's what we know and how we see him play all the time, and I think that's just a very unique quality that he has.
That's Joel Quenneville, and the Hawks have yet to lose in the postseason at home. They're a perfect 5-0. First game of the United Center, though, in 18 days. Mike Babcock introduced today up in Toronto by the Maple Leafs. 8 years, about $50 million to coach the Leafs. Cubs are out west in San Diego. Kyle Hendricks taking the ball for the Northsiders. He is still winless on the year. White Sox hosting the Tribe. John Danks goes against Danny Salazar. Getaway day of the big leagues, about 4 games going on right now with the Diamondbacks now in front of the Marlins, 7-6. They're in the bottom of the 8th down in Miami. 5-0, Tigers in front of the Astros, bottom of the 6th in Detroit. In New York, it's a 2-0 lead for the Mets over the Cardinals. They're in the 8th inning there. Rain in the 3rd holding up the Orioles and the Mariners. Baltimore's up 4-1. Coming up in a couple of minutes, it'll be the Rockies and the Phillies in Denver and also in San Francisco. You got Madison Bumgarner and Clayton Kershaw. They're going at each other with the Giants and the Dodgers, about to get started about a half hour or so from now. Score Scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. And Blackhawks playoff coverage on the Score is being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tonight at 6:35 when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Mike Thomas should not be allowed to talk to anybody.
I don't think my job is on the line. You bet your ass your job is on the line.
Well, you know what, though? He's the only one who believes it. And I don't think he really does believe that, because you can't possibly believe that.
How can you not understand that? Are you aware of anything?
I don't know if he knows how much trouble this is. And the president really did himself no favor by doing it publicly. I mean, what was that? That was the least concern I've ever seen. Well, we'll take a look. Dude, it's way past taking a look.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Howard Beck of Bleacher Report.
This was going to be a game of chicken between the Bulls organization and Thibodeau. It was going to be a matter of who blinked first. Thibodeau, as we know, is his reputation well-earned for getting the most out of that team. And there's a front office that got the right players to fit that approach. In some ways, they all fit together perfectly. And yet, there is this clash of philosophy and other elements that is driving them apart and casting a pall over this entire era. It shouldn't have reached this point. I expect there will be a parting of the ways at some point, but it's how they get there that's the question. I almost won't be surprised if they end up stuck with each other for another year.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
In the world of hockey stupid.
Dan Bernstein.
You can commit radio suicide and hang up on yourself, or I'm going to hang up on you. It's your choice.
I'm going to let you do it.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, that guy was just one of several really bad callers yesterday here on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Not that we're not used to it over the years. There were never a ton of them, but that guy. Yesterday was just one of those days where it was like piling on. Like, you can't possibly be as dumb as the guy five calls ago. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Anyway, 312-644-6767. You can, and you were.
I have some information here that I think you might find interesting. And this was sent to me directly by a name that you will recognize, Thomas D. Grusecki.
Mm-hmm.
And you will remember that Thomas Grusecki is the father of one of the student athletes that was ill-treated by the women's basketball coaches. There was a letter that he and others sent to Phyllis Wise. And as I look at this, this is addressed. This is May 21st, 2015. Chancellor Phyllis M. Wise, University of Illinois, regarding University of Illinois women's basketball program. It says, "Dear Chancellor Wise, the players and player families of the University of Illinois women's basketball team listed below do most strongly object to the manner in which the internal investigation of mistreatment and abuses by the coaching staff was handled and is currently being handled by your office. We find this protocol unacceptable, as well as completely disrespectful to the student athletes and their families affected by the coaches and coaching staff involved in these patterns of abuse." And it's signed Taylor Tuck, Sarah Livingston, Mr. and Mrs. Tuck, Mrs. Janet Opperly, Amara Coleman, Taylor Gleason, Ms. Lakeisha Coleman, Mr. and Mrs. Peter Gleason, Alexis Smith, Nia Odin, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Kelvin Odin, Jacqueline Grant, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas D. Grusecki. Please do everything in your power to put a swift end to this ongoing embarrassment. Thank you. Now,
wow.
As that letter was sent, another letter has been sent to President Timothy Killeen of the University of Illinois, copied on this. Chancellor Phyllis Wise and Honorable Michael Madigan. This is a subsequent letter. "Good morning, President Killeen. Thank you again for your phone call last week. My family and I appreciate it very much. I hope your transition into office is going well for you and your family. I am enclosing a letter from 7 University of Illinois women's basketball team players and their families addressed to U of I Chancellor Phyllis Wise. I am enclosing the letter to you because Chancellor Wise apparently has found it beneath her to return any of my numerous emails and phone calls over a period of the past 6 weeks. All of our families are extremely proud of our daughters and each other's daughters during these trying and challenging times. They are truly the ones who stood up. They are truly the ones who are tough enough in the face of adults who ridiculed and belittled them for not being tough enough. We are most proud of our daughters. Since 1867, the University of Illinois has been the envy of the world for integrity and academic excellence. It is a place where all students, not only student athletes, should feel safe and respected as they pursue their dreams. How can it be then that in the past 6 weeks, since this nightmare has come to light, exposing a culture of abuse and racism in the women's basketball program, not one person of authority at the University of Illinois has come close to issuing an apology? Not even a marginal apology that if these events did occur, we are truly sorry for the people affected. Nothing, not a word. Chancellor Phyllis Wise and Athletic Director Michael Thomas have truly forgotten who their customers are. Their profound arrogance in the community and in the media do nothing to help the integrity and reputation of the University of Illinois, let alone provide any type of reassurance to the player athletes and their families. I can only hope and suggest that you be the new broom that sweeps clean. I ask that you carefully keep in mind that these young women, past, present, and current students at the University of Illinois, did nothing wrong. They are exemplary student athletes who excelled in their studies and excelled in their sport. Good luck to you, Timothy, in the days and years ahead. I hope and pray that your legacy at the University of Illinois will be a happy and successful one. That is signed Thomas D. Grusecki.
Well, I would say it's not off to a promising start. Well, I don't know for reasons what if you issue, I'm not sure what you do, crisis management time. I don't handle it the way they're handling it because they act like it doesn't exist. And this is not a bunch of girls or several members of a team complaining about playing time or anything that remotely would say, we don't care about that crap. I mean, I feel the same way as the parents do.
You've got to write a letter to the chancellor for not responding for a month and a half, and then you've got to write a letter to somebody else to say, by the way, the chancellor or the athletic director haven't responded for a month and a half. That's Meanwhile, right. This guy takes the time, Thomas takes time to pick up the phone because he wants to tell you about all the wonderful things going on with spring sports. Yeah. I understand. That's a really angry, disappointed, unhappy dad who's advocating for his daughter. That's what that is.
It should be.
That's a parent trying to advocate.
Yeah, it would feel any differently about that. Again, it's not you know, the petty stuff sometimes we hear on basketball teams or whatever. It's not that. This was a deep-rooted problem of awful people running your basketball program. And now it's like, well, I don't know. Hey, look at the baseball team go. How about them? And the president, that guy, that wasn't promising. That wasn't promising him. Idiot. Care what his academic credentials say. Idiot.
Tony in Wheaton, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Okay.
Great.
Okay, I'm calling regarding the Hawks. How similar are these Anaheim Ducks versus the Flyers that the Hawks faced in the finals a couple years ago with Eric Lindros? You know, they were big guys. And, you know, can they approach these Ducks, the Ducks just like they did with the Flyers in the finals?
I don't know. Take it.
I don't know.
What?
I don't see enough to make any comparison. All I know is that they are big. They're physical. They do like to hit you.
Didn't Eric Lindros retire
only a number of years he was
2007.
Retired.
2007.
Okay. So he retired the year that Kane was drafted, right?
Yeah, he was. Remember, his head was dingy,
right?
Ringing.
All right, so I really.
So give me a scouting report on a team 8 years ago, would you?
But the Hawks didn't play that team.
Oh well, then don't. Okay, hockey fans.
What about the team that the Hawks did play, but there was a guy who wasn't actually on that team? What about that?
You think they could treat this team like the team the Hawks played that had a guy that retired 3 years before they played him or something?
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to work on that one for you.
That didn't take long.
The Quad Cities, Jim is on the score. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I've been listening for a while. I just want to say, as an Illinois fan, it's completely and utterly embarrassing, just the whole situation and everything that's going on. I can't believe it. It's embarrassing, the interview that we heard yesterday. They need to fire everybody and start fresh from the top. Thanks for letting me call. Have a great day.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, thanks. You're always eligible to call. I mean, yes. we're not, it's not a private number. We'll
sometimes
talk.
We wish it were, but it's not.
Yes. Like almost all of yesterday we did, but today's another day. Well, you know what? That's actually, I haven't heard from many Illinois fans, and I don't think most people care much about women's basketball, and nobody knows what Tim Beckman is exactly doing, and I doubt that the four or five Illinois football fans are angry. I doubt it. There's nothing, you know he's an idiot, and nothing there is surprising. The women's basketball team, though, is a far bigger issue. Far bigger. I haven't seen anything, about Beckman that's detailed and that awful.
Here's a text from the 217. Hey, 670, Tyler from Bloomington, get it together. You only report about the bad stuff with the university and blow it out of proportion. Talk about the damn baseball team. You, the Chicago media, love to talk down the prestigious University of Northern Illinois. Get it together. You're 200 miles away from the campus and just reporting off hearsay.
Hearsay? Good Lord. Oh, good Lord.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, Bumpkin. I'm reading you a letter that was sent to me directly by one of the parents. I'm not reporting off hearsay. I'm reading you the letters that he just sent me. And we're also talking about what the athletic director said on our airwaves when he called us.
Well, that's all you're talking about.
Yep.